Thank you, Chair, for giving me an opportunity on behalf of AOSSG. One of our member, in particular Australia, on management commentary, they say that in May 2021, the ED is issued and the feedback is expected by 23rd November 2021. Therefore, in the next meeting, only the preliminary feedback can be deliberated. Because we will not be getting the feedback by that time. That is number one. And number two, the Australian board staff also desires to have the discussion of suggested changes in the proposal of BC, disclosure, goodwill, and impairment. These are the two suggestions on behalf of AOSSG. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Thank you. This may indeed be related to the next session. Dehau, let's go to the agenda planning. Dehau, could you tee it up?
Okay, thank you, Hans, and good afternoon, everyone, again. So next, we'll move on to agenda paper 7, which is our paper on the planning for the next ASAF meeting in October. And that meeting is will be held in the same week as our annual World Standard Setters Conference. Appendix B of the paper summarizes the feedback that was received from the March 2021 meeting and how the various project teams plan to work on them. So in relation to the items on the proposed agenda, for the disclosure initiative consultation that has just been discussed, the comment period for the exposure draft is currently set to end on the 21st of October. And by the time of the ASAF meeting in October, hopefully we will have received a substantial amount of feedback on the proposals and would like to discuss with ASAF members on some of those feedback. For equity method, we would like to provide members with an update on the project and seek views on the principles in IS 28 to help address the application issues that were being identified with the equity method. For management commentary, the board published the exposure draft last month with a comment period ending by the end of November this year. We would like to discuss the preliminary feedback on the exposure draft. Finally, for primary financial statements, the project team plan to seek ASAF members' view on particular aspects of the project, which will be identified in the coming months as the board continues to re-deliberate on the proposals in the project. So with that, we would like to know if ASAF members have any comments on the proposed agenda or if there's anything else that you would like to comment on. Thank you.
Any comments or suggestions for the next meeting? Linda?
Just a quick follow-up on rate-regulated activities. With the comment period closing on the end of July, is there any notion that we could get some preliminary idea of what's happening there?
I can respond to that, Roberta and Dehau, if you'd like. I think by October, it would probably be pushing it just in terms of thinking about getting a paper to you so that you would have enough time ahead of time. I mean, maybe we could look into an oral update if that would be helpful, but I think a proper paper might be a little bit challenging by early October.
Yeah, completely understandable, but I think we're all keen on this project and even an oral update would be much appreciated.
Okay.
Chiara?
Yes, just to say that we are in the process of approving the discussion paper on intangibles, for which we have done 2 years of proactive research. I cannot say now if it would be more for September or for December, because the EFRAG board will discuss and possibly approve on the 7th of July, but then I will get in touch with Neely and Roberta and the others for an update. So we would very much be pleased to present the paper either in October or December, depending on the timing.
Okay, we look forward to that, Chiara.
This is probably an unfair one to raise with you, Hans, but I was wondering if it would be an opportunity for your successor to give us some update on his priorities for the board, particularly in the light of the agenda consultation, which where I hope you'd have got quite significantly more feedback by that time. So is October a good time to be doing that?
We'll pass on the message.
Thank you.
Okay, any other comments? No, then I'm afraid that we have come to the end of this ASEF meeting, which is also my last ASEF meeting. I just want to thank you all for your participation in the last couple of years. I think ASEF has been one of the best reforms that we undertook in the last decade. It has really improved the way that we have been sourcing feedback from our stakeholders. The quality of discussions has always been very high and really adds a lot to our regular outreach and to comment letters. Atmosphere was always good. It is a pity that we have not been able to meet in person for the last 2 years, but I've always really enjoyed being with you. So from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank you for your contributions to the system in the last couple of years, and I hope that our paths may cross again sometime in the future. Thank you. Okay, I see a lot of nice comments coming up. I can hope. All right. Bye, everybody. Wish you not necessary. Okay. Bye-bye.